the rest of the story. It was an accident. I mean an accident. After all, a pitcher isn't going to try to hit a batter on his own team during batting practice. But there was Wally, the team's star first baseman, reeling away from the batter's box, struck in the head by a wild practice pitch. Forget it, he said, I'm okay. But he went straight to the showers anyway. The manager ran after him. With the team already in seventh place, they couldn't afford to lose Wally, a dependable 300-plus hitter who had twice led the league in home runs. He was virtually indispensable defensively as well. And now the manager was standing there in the darkened locker room, watching his destiny gulping aspirin. It was only a knock on the head, Wally said. The manager didn't answer right away. And finally he said, listen, take a rest. Wally tried to protest. He knew it had only been a glancing blow, nothing to keep him out of the game that day, but the manager was sounding very logical. He said, take the day. A real relaxing afternoon at the racetrack, maybe. Maybe win a dollar or two. Now medical news was starting to sound very rational indeed, and so, suppressing a grin, Wally clapped the manager on the shoulder, thanked him for his concern, and headed off for the track. But this is the rest of the story. Now it's game time. The stands are crowded and the players are warming up, and somebody calls out, where's Wally? Well, of course you know, and the manager knew, but he's not about to report that the one man who can help their team get well is out tapping some pony's nose with a 10 spot. So he says, remember that wild pitch in practice? And his teammates did remember. Well, the manager said, he's recuperating. But who's going to go to first base, they wanted to know. Now the manager swallowed hard. He guessed it would be the rookie, big, clumsy rookie, the one they called Buster. A couple of eyes rolled, but the game started, and Buster went to first. For the first 6 weeks of the season, the manager had used Buster only to pinch hit, and not often at that, so Buster was an unknown commodity until that day. The regular first baseman, Wally Pipp, never saw his team's starting lineup again. He was subsequently traded. He would later confess, I took two of the most expensive aspirin in history. But the reason that he was permanently replaced by manager Miller Huggins, the reason was a young man they once nicknamed Buster, who went on to play in 2,130 consecutive games. Consecutive games. I mean, despite breaking his fingers on 17 separate occasions, despite a concussion from a dead-on wild pitch, Buster never took a day off. Not even an aspirin. He had learned what can come of the tiniest holiday. He had learned it from Wally Pipp. That was the man who on June 2nd, 1925, opened the major league door for Buster, the Iron Man Yankee you came to know as Lou Gehrig. Only now you know the rest of the story.